6:15. Today, the mayor of Flint coming out and saying that it's going to be more than 2 years before all the pipes are replaced and residents can actually drink their tap water without filters. Let's get reaction from Melissa Mays, Flint resident and founder of What Are You Fighting For? It's whatareyoufightingfor.com. Melissa, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, what do you think of that timeline? Are you ready to wait over 2 years then?
No. And honestly, I think it's going to be longer than that because we're looking at an estimated 3 years before the pipes are out of the ground completely. So, I mean, we're looking at past then because, of course, every time there's construction or digging or anything like that, it's going to shake loose any kind of contamination that's been built up in the mains as well as the service lines. Mm-hmm. And for people like me, I have a copper service line that you can see coming into the house. It's not going to get changed. So what's been built up in there is in there. And if it gets if it's shaken like that, it's just going to shake loose more lead and other metals. So we're looking at 3 years or longer, and then who knows what's going to happen beyond that.
Yeah, and you even talked about the fact that the homes need the pipes replaced inside of them. So, I mean, do you imagine a day where you'll drink your water without a filter?
No, I mean, well, we don't even use the filters because of the bacteria. The Wayne State proved that the filters actually grow bacteria, and they've known this, scientists have known this for years because of the material it's made of. And since we have such high bacteria in our water in our home, we can't use filters. We're still on bottled water. And so, yes, our interior pipes, our water heater, they're all contaminated and would need to be completely replaced. And then, of course, our service line's not going to get replaced, and we don't even know what's going to happen to the mains out in the street. So, I mean, the little Band-Aids here and there, I mean, it's a step forward, I guess, but I don't know when I'll ever be able to drink from a tap ever again without having fear. I mean, knowing what I've learned and seeing what it looks like inside these pipes, and a lot of them aren't even recoated with anything after all this time, I don't think I'll ever be able to trust my tap water again.
So what was the mayor trying to do today in coming out and making this statement?
Well, the fact that it's going against what the state has said, because the state, you know, cut our credits because they said that our water is getting safer and all this great stuff. Mm-hmm. But no, our water is not, and it won't be for quite some time. And the mayor was very upset that they cut the water credits off for the city and the residents without talking to her first, or without even discussing it with the residents or giving us prior notice. They just said this is it and this is done, and there's no going back. So she's saying, okay, well, you said you were going to carry these credits on through until the water was safe. That's at least another 2 years.
Yeah,
so what's going on with that?
Without the credits, what's going to happen there in Flint now that the credits are no longer there?
So now most people are going to be back up to the $300 a month range, if not more, which is just unbelievably expensive for water we can barely use as it is. And then the shutoffs are going to start because people cannot afford these huge bills. I mean, we're 41% at or below the poverty line, and we're paying more than anyone else in the United States. I think we're paying 8 times the national average for our water bills. And so we're paying the highest rates in a city that's hurt so badly. And the shutoffs are going to start. So people are worried about losing their kids, about having Child Protective Services come in, losing their homes because they can, you know, condemn your home after your sewer's been capped. And so, I mean, it's just a huge nightmare for Flint residents, and it doesn't have to happen.
Okay, so what is it you want to have happen moving forward now?
Well, there should be no shutoffs because also the Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit proved that when people do not have access to running safe water, which we don't hear anyways, but running water, there's a huge increase in health issues and death. So they actually have the science behind it. So no, shutoffs should not happen. They should work on these bills and basically charge us the service fees, and that's it. We should not have to pay for this water until it is completely safe for every resident. But, I mean, shutting off the credits and saying, hey, you guys are on your own, good luck. No, you can't do that to the city that you poisoned and that you're just leaving, you know, alone. They're just trying to skedaddle as fast as they can. And it's like, no, these are human lives. These aren't just numbers. This isn't just a dollar amount. These are women, children, adults, seniors, men. These are families that you're abandoning after you've destroyed their lives. Just have some human compassion, which I know is this huge, ridiculous thing, but also be responsible for your own actions and hold yourselves accountable, and also put yourselves in our shoes, because what we're hearing from people outside of Flint is that the water is safe. And we're sitting here going, no, my skin's still peeling off. No, I still have bacterial pneumonia from my bacteria in my shower water. Mm-hmm. No, there's people still getting sick and dying. So what's going on with that?
And you're still hanging in there. You said you wouldn't leave Flint. Do you ever reconsider that?
we think about it all the time, but there's just no way that we could in good conscience sell our home to somebody else. And I love my house. I really do. We have an awesome home. I mean, it's historical.
What if,
it's
what
wonderful.
If you just, at this point, why not just leave the house and at a loss and start over somewhere?
Well, two reasons. My oldest son's going to college, and I can't file bankruptcy because I got to help him pay for college, and I don't want to take any more of their future away. And two, if we get up and leave and just give up, they win. They win, and then the next city that gets poisoned, they can follow in the footsteps of what happened to Flint and do the bare minimum, and people will just leave. So we're standing strong, and we're fighting not just for Flint, but for every other city that is already facing this or will face this in the future, because we want it to be fixed right. So it's on record. This is the right thing that you do. This is the right way you do it, and that way no other city has to fight for a basic human right or any kind of dignity like we have to.
The bottled water, Melissa Mays, by the way, with us, Flint resident Melissa Mays on WILS. When it comes to the bottled water, how accessible is it right now?
They've cut down the hours still, and we've all heard that they are going to be cutting off our bottled water this year, this summer. And so we're fighting against that because, again, our water still isn't safe to drink for so many. And even the Genesee County Medical Society does not recommend the tap filters because of the bacteria for senior citizens, children, pregnant women, and immune-compromised people, which is most of us. So the doctors are even saying, don't do that, don't do this, but they're still going to cut off the water.
Okay. Well, right now you have access to free bottled water, is that right?
Yes, if you have a car and a way to go pick it up, and if you can get there between noon to 6, Monday through Saturday. Most of us have problems with that because we work longer hours than that. Or then there's a large percentage of Flint that does not have a vehicle or that has a physical impairment and can't drive or can't lift the cases of water. So we're still delivering water to our neighbors and senior citizens ourselves.
Flint resident Melissa Mays, founder of the group What Are You Fighting For? You find her online at whatareyoufightingfor.com. That's whatareyoufightingfor.com. Melissa, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Thank you.